Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Man, we love Monday Night Football. Mission accomplished. Certainly we wanted to engineer victory, but we wanted to do it in a certain way. That was a hot football team, and they'd rode their run game over the last month or so. I think they'd averaged 192 a game over the last 5 weeks. And so we needed to stop the run, and certainly we need to run the ball in the effort to flip that component of it. And I think that made the engineering of victory more fluid.
Mike Tomlin, after the Steelers defeated the Miami Dolphins last night. And there's putting the cart before the horse, and then there's this texture. Let's get ahead of ourselves. If we clinch the division in the next two games, do you give Will Howard some snaps while you're resting Rodgers before the playoffs?
I would.
Me too.
I would. For the Ravens game, for sure.
Rodgers is 42, and if you can get him some time where he's not getting hit by 300-pound dudes, I think you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would also rest Rudolph, because if he gets hurt, and then Rodgers would get hurt, and you're in a playoff game, now you hand it over to the rookie Will Howard, who hasn't had any in-game experience in his NFL career. Yeah, I totally would do that.
I'd treat it like a preseason game. I would have Rudolph do one half and Will Howard do the second half.
I guess I could live with that, too. The most important thing is, yeah, you rest Rodgers, yep. And you rest Watt if he's back, mm-hmm. And you rest Hayward,
yep.
And as many good veteran players as you can,
yes.
You rest. Now, it's not like college where you can get everybody out. I mean, you're going to have certain guys play.
Mm-hmm.
But I would rest all the key players.
For sure.
Wow, how about that? A Steelers fan already thinking about having this sucker clinched by week 18. Okay. You want to take it a step further? Who believes the Steelers can win a playoff game? Show of hands, 412-928-9370. If they beat the Lions, I'm going to be positively insufferable the following Monday. I will buy in hook, line, and sinker into this team's ability to win a playoff game. But even still, I have more faith than I have at any other point this year because of the way your quarterback's playing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how can anybody watch that game last night and not think, man, if Rodgers can do that in a playoff game, we got a shot. He did it against the Ravens in a tough place to play, against a defense that had been playing better, where the Steelers had been run out of the building the last two times they played him. You do it against a hot Miami team in the frigid cold. If you make the playoffs, that's where you're going to be playing. So why wouldn't I think that Rodgers could replicate that kind of performance?
Yeah.
And that gives me faith. Because not only people point out the Steelers' defense in the playoff games. It's been dreadful. What, they outscored 73-0 in the first quarter of the last five playoff games? Yeah, the 73's bad. The zero's also bad.
Right.
And I know the Steelers set a franchise record last night for not going more than 7 points, scoring more than 7 points in a quarter. That's bad. But the reason the Steelers have been dismissed in the playoffs the way that they have is because they have, on both sides of the ball, fallen woefully short of expectation. Yes. I think Aaron Rodgers for a playoff game, get a little perk in him, a little smelling salts. I think your guy gives you as good a shot as you've had in a long time.
No doubt. No doubt. It's very clear. I mean, if he continues to play this way, and he's not a guy, like we talk about the whole rest deal, I mean, just getting ahead of ourselves, but let's talk about it because it was brought up. If he were to rest the last game, I'm not worried about Rodgers because he didn't have any preseason reps. So he's a guy that can just roll in there and kind of pick up where he left off. Now, I don't know about the same for other guys, but Rodgers, he can sit out. He sat out a week before with his wrist injury and pick up right where he left off. So I wouldn't worry about that. It's more important to give him some rest. But if he can continue to play the way he's been playing and you're going to get a home playoff game, I like that matchup. I like that.
I wouldn't mind getting another shot at the Chargers. I would.
I like him, honestly, versus any AFC team at home. Seriously. I mean, for real. Like, I'm not.
Who scares me?
Like, I'm saying if this continues, I'm not saying like right now. I'm saying like if they finish out the season the way they're supposed to and it looks this way, I'd be scared of the Chiefs in their prime like last year or the year before, but there's not a team that's like comes in here and is like, oh man, the Steelers got their work cut out for them.
Houston terrifies me because I think that defense can travel.
But CJ Stroud, he is so streaky, man. I don't know. You don't know what CJ Stroud you're going to get. That's what gives me pause.
I'd like to avoid Josh Allen.
If there was a team, it would be them. But Josh Allen has a lot of pressures. We talked about yesterday, and it would have to go through Pittsburgh and Aaron Rodgers. This is your year, Josh Allen.
All the pressures on that guy
and McDermott. This is your year.
I don't think that Rodgers would ever put this on the record, and he might not even know that he feels this way. But I think subconsciously, if he gets the Steelers to the playoffs and they're at home, Acrisure, and that place is going bonkers and he runs out of the tunnel, of course there's pressure, but I also feel like he'll have accomplished what he wanted to set out and do here, which was end his career potentially on a good foot. And for him, I think getting to the playoffs, it would alleviate some of that pressure, whereas Josh Allen would have the entire weight of the world on his shoulders, man. The entire weight of the world.
Yes.
Now, on the flip side, Tomlin's going to have pressure because he didn't win a playoff game in 8 years. But you got McDermott, so that might cancel out. That'd be fascinating.
A lot of those quarterbacks do. I mean, Trevor Lawrence being a 1-1 pick and getting paid hasn't made it past the first round, right? Has Justin Herbert made it past the first round of playoffs? I mean, those guys are highly paid. They were highly drafted, and they're in their prime now.
You could get the Patriots and Drake May playing his first ever playoff game at Acrisure Stadium.
Yeah.
Which, I don't hate that. That's a good team. That's a hell of a football player. But playoff ball is different.
Yes, it is.
We saw it with Ben. They're 15-1. He stunk against the Jets. They survived it. Second career playoff game, he was brutal against the Patriots. And that was maybe with the best rookie quarterback season we've ever seen. Do you think the Steelers can win a playoff game? I think they can. If they beat Detroit, I'll predict them to do just that. But I absolutely think they can. 412-928-9370. Don't forget, no TJ Watt. And we talked all week about how important Derek Harmon is. Didn't have him. And they shut the run down. I just wanted them to win for mathematical reasons and for feel-good reasons. But the way in which they won against the hottest rushing team in the NFL the last 4 weeks gives me a lot of confidence, too. DQ in Pittsburgh, good morning.
Good morning.
What up?
How are we doing this morning, fellas?
Good, how you doing?
I'm good.
All right, good talk, DQ. 412-928-9370. What, you think we're your therapist?
We're just having a conversation.
We're charging by the hour? Right. What do you think we're doing here? We're doing a talk show. You know what you got to do when you call a talk show?
Talk.
Yeah. Yinzer in Connellsville. I bet you Yinzer will talk.
Hey, how we doing? Yeetin' Yinzer from Connellsville here. Steelers win, baby. I dance. Here we go.
You think they can win a playoff game, Yinzer?
Yeah, I think the Steelers can win a playoff game. I don't think any team in the AFC can beat us right now. The run game was going. Aaron Rodgers was hot. The defense was getting after it. We were stopping the run. Special teams was playing good. Benny Stowe was making plays. Here we go.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Yinzer in Connellsville. You think that's what his friends call him?
Yinzer.
You think that's what's on his birth certificate?
Maybe.
You think when he came out the womb, his mom goes, you look like a Yinzer. Well, yes. She probably did say that.
Yeah.
Probably came out with steel-toed boots. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, Crowley, you're nuts. The Steelers beat up a bad team that quit at halftime. Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. They made them quit.
Mm-hmm.
They made them quit. They took boot, put it to ass, is what happened yesterday at Acrisure Stadium in front of 66,000 crazy people. That's what happened. They made them quit. The Dolphins ain't no quit in the first half. Bad English. They ain't quit in the first half. They were banging bodies all half.
They were.
Tua stunk. But you know what? You took the game out of the running back's hands and you put it into his hands. That's good coaching. And you didn't quit when the offense was in mud for most of the first half. And here's something that gives me a little bit of hope that they could win a playoff game. Two games ain't enough. I need to see more.
Yeah.
But attacking downfield against the Ravens, that's aggressive. Going for it on 3-4 downs, that's aggressive. Tomlin has lost playoff games for years with surrender punts. And I think he almost is allowing these games to come to him. I don't think he did that in this one.
No.
I know it wasn't a great offensive start, but you go for it on 3-4 downs. I think that's more than noteworthy from this head coach. 412-928-9370. The phone lines are popping. Are you starting to believe that these Steelers could win a playoff game? 412-928-9370. You could also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Or you could text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, they won 4 straight games. They had a lot to play for. Hopefully the belief is starting to pick up because it's tough to play in the cold weather. And if we can take care of business, then we're going to be hosting the game right here.
Do you believe in life after love, Doran?
Mm.
I can feel something inside me say,
do you believe in love now? After love, after love, after love.
That's a banger, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Big fan of Cher?
Yes.
Me too.
Yeah, she's aged greatly.
She sure has.
Yeah, she's like 80-some years old. She looks great.
So is Aaron Rodgers, and he looks great too. 17 out of 18 on throws between the numbers, 172 yards, 2 touchdowns, totally in control. They're talking right now on NFL Network about the Steelers. And Kyle Brandt said, if Aaron Rodgers plays this way going forward, then of course they can win in January. Doran, what's the most important position?
Quarterback.
I was going with missionary, but yes, on the football field, it is quarterback. And the Steelers have one that's playing good ball right now. Am I going in the penalty box for that one? I feel like I need
Kyle's is back there rapping. I don't know. He's not.
He's not even paying any attention right now. If he was, he might have even.
I heard
dump
it.
That.
It was a sex joke. You made a position sex joke.
Man, he's doing two things at once back there.
Yes.
He's on his P's and Q's just like Rodgers.
But didn't want to give you the dignity of a response, though. You can just move on.
If Rodgers keeps playing like this, then I absolutely will pick them to win a playoff game. Like, if he goes into Detroit and leads them to a victory, I am going to walk up in here, and we're going to come back with the Steelers polka every single damn segment. And you'll be happy that you're taking your paternity leave, because that'll be quite annoying. But that's the thing they've been missing. They've been missing a lot. I mean, the defense hasn't played well in any of these playoff games the last 8 years. But if you have an elite quarterback, that's your cheat code. And Drake May's elite, I think, now. But if you played him in round one, it's his first ever playoff start. Bo Nix, he played in a playoff game last year, and he was looking great against the Packers this weekend. He was dropping them into buckets. He looked as good as I've seen him look really this year. But that's still an inexperienced quarterback. Trevor Lawrence, he's playing maybe the best football of his career.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I could trust that guy.
Right.
I mean, Rodgers gives you a chance. John in Charleroi wants to chat. Rodgers and the Steelers winning a playoff game. Hi, John.
Guys, it's Dolphin Yinzerlick here.
I don't know what that means.
That means the Dolphins got licked by the Yinzers.
Sounds hot. Thanks, John. 412-928-9370. They got licked?
Licked.
You know, never mind.
Don't. Don't. Don't.
Well, Mulsey brought this up yesterday.
Don't.
Dolphins are the only other mammal that has sex for pleasure besides humans.
That is true.
Sometimes they'll even try to do it with humans.
That is true.
Against their will.
Mm-hmm.
Dolphins just be horny little sea creatures.
Yeah, they're very smart.
Mm-hmm. 412-928-9370. Is there any reason to believe this can't continue for Aaron?
Getting banged up in this game against the Lions. I mean, Aiden Hutchinson and, you know, their pass rush. If this offensive line, and if it's this young offensive line that we may anticipate without Salem Alu, them actually turning guys free and he gets knocked on his butt a couple times, yeah, that's the only thing. I mean, clearly.
I am worried about Sam Alu. I'm looking forward to this Mike Tomlin press conference today. Words that you never thought that I would utter on these airwaves, but I need a good report.
Mm-hmm.
I need he's going to be limited in practice in the early portions of the week. It's a short week, but we'll let participation be the guide. And I'm hoping, maybe even against hope, that he got pulled from the game because it was 28-3 and they were just being cautious.
Yeah.
Because they need that guy. Especially if they've got that revolving door at left tackle, you need to have stability at the left guard position. Jason in Millville, how you doing today?
Doing great, guys. I was at that game last night. Been a huge Steelers fan for my whole life. The energy in that building was crazy last night.
Jason, do you go a lot? Are you a season ticket holder, or are you one of these people that snatched up on the cheap tickets?
I snatched up on free tickets, actually. Somebody in Illinois gave me their tickets. I went on Facebook and found free tickets.
Go ahead, Jason. Sorry.
I got him a little care package. He got him some terrible towels and stuff for hooking me up, but it was awesome. The place was banging last night. I think that we're going to see a playoff win for the first time in forever. I can't remember what the last one was, Miami, however long ago.
Kansas City after the Miami game, yeah.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I I was living out of state at that time, so it's a long, long time ago. But I think with, you know, the team that they have, the way Rodgers is playing, the fact that he's used to these cold games, you know, he played in Green Bay. He's going to be able to come out and sling that rock in these cold games, and I think we're going to see a Steelers playoff win this year finally.
I mean, you got Rodgers, and you got at home. That's something you haven't had. You had Ben at home in the COVID season in 2020. But you have your quarterback and a home game if you get in. That's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
Not that they haven't lost against, you know, like the Jags and the Browns.
It gives them the best opportunity in a long time.
Exactly. Exactly. And I thought the crowd was great last night. And I think it's because if you are willing to go and subject yourself to those conditions, you are in the upper 1% diehard of Steelers Nation. And if you're going to go in those conditions, you're going to make your voice heard. I love that.
Yeah.
You imagine Rodgers running onto the field for a playoff game at Acrisure?
Well, we might see it. Oh, man. It's getting realer and realer every day.
It is, and it makes me scared.
Yeah, like something bad's going
to
happen.
I just want good things to happen. Like it's like a Penguins 3-0 lead in the third.
And the Ravens went out. Oh, could you imagine? If they lost out and the Ravens won out. Oh gosh. That would be horrible.
Sure would.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
Zach and Cranberry, say something better. Hi, Zach.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
So I was joking around with one of my coworkers a couple weeks ago when we lost. And I came up with the idea Mike Tomlin's been faking it this year. He wants it to look like the same old Steelers up until we get close to the playoffs. I think we're Super Bowl bound, baby.
Super Bowl bound?
I placed the bet last night.
Wow. What were the odds, Zach?
Still 5,500. So
how much of that are you going to break off for your favorite morning show team?
If we win, I'll call back in. I'll get everyone we can go stop at a bar somewhere.
Nice.
I'll pick up the tab.
My nice. Man, Zach. Thank you. We have had texters say, 20-year anniversary since Super Bowl 40. Steelers are going to beat the Seahawks. We also had another texter say, it's going to be Rodgers and Tomlin beating the Packers. Tomlin gets revenge on the Packers.
Wow.
Rodgers gets revenge on the Packers. How about that?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Texter writes in, and this is really getting ahead of yourself, but I'm here for it today. We're having fun. It's a Tuesday. We are almost a week away from Christmas. Texter writes in, you could get two home games with the power of those existing wild card teams. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be funky, these AFC playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got right now? Would it be Houston playing Denver?
Houston and New England, right?
Oh, man. I mean, I might pick Houston to win that game. I might not, but they could absolutely win that game. I'm working on it right now. Okay. I'm Googling as fast as I can. Come on, AI overview. Yeah, Broncos have the one seed. I should have put that together. They won. The Patriots lost. But, like, Buffalo, if the season ended today, Buffalo would play the Jags.
Right.
Buffalo would be favored in that game.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be all kind of chaos in these AFC playoffs.
Next 3 weeks, baby.
And all I'm asking for is a chance. And I didn't think I'd go here today. I was going to save this for tomorrow, but I'll a little sneak peek right now. I'll show a little leg. They flashed a graphic of the top five draftable quarterbacks, according to Mel Kiper last night.
I saw that.
I'd rather gouge my eyes out with a spoon than have to watch any of those four quarterbacks lead the Steelers to battle apart from Mendoza.
Uh-huh.
And they ain't getting Mendoza.
Right.
So the point being, the AFC is wide open. I expect the playoffs to be chaotic. And the Steelers, I just want to see them in there. I just want to see if they can survive some of the chaos or help create some of the chaos in a year where there's no Patrick Mahomes, where in this instance there would be no Lamar, there would be no Joe Burrow. Just get in, and even if they'd lose, no one would be happy. But we'd have the memories. And I'm going to get crushed for this by Starkey and by Pony, I guarantee you. And they did the right thing. I mean, they did. Like, take a shot at it this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know what the draft is going to yield, and none of those guys excite me. And none of the free agents out there excite me.
No.
Like, what are you going to trade for Kyler? No. What are you going to get, Tua? Dear God, no. So take a shot this year. Nothing else is promised. And I just hope that they get in because I think it's going to be bonkers. By the way, bonobos also have sex for pleasure. They're cute little monkey things. And they're jacked. Anyway, do you think the Steelers can win a playoff game? 412-928-9370. We're a little punch drunk now, or at least I'll speak for myself. I'm a little punch drunk, but we'd love to hear from you. 412-928-9370. Segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And the most Steeler stat of all the Steeler stats we'll give you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I think he's the best quarterback to ever play this game. You know, so you know, no matter if he's 65 years old or not, like, he can still, you know, spin the ball, and you know, he's always playing chess with the defense and getting guys into the spots that are going to get them open. And, you know, I'm honored to be on this team again.
MVS scores a touchdown after the game, then says Aaron Rodgers is the greatest of all time. Throws a barb in there about his age. Says he's 65 years old. That's how I feel. I just went to potty and came back through the vestibule, and there was a young woman sitting there. And I said, good morning. And she said, nothing.
She didn't say one word?
Not one word. It's like she couldn't see me. Like, it's like this.
Did she look at you?
No.
Had her head down.
Yes.
She probably didn't hear you.
She didn't hear me. She didn't hear me go.
Listen,
good
I'm
morning.
Trying to give you the benefit of the doubt right here. Like,
no, I'm just the. No one ever thinks twice when they see me. I blend in.
Maybe they do think twice and make a better judgment.
Wow. With last night's win, Mike Tomlin is now alone in 10th place in all-time NFL wins, Doran. He's got 191. Top 10 winningest coach in NFL history is Mike Tomlin. And he is two wins away from tying Chuck Knoll.
Wow.
Bro. You know what's going to happen. You know, win two games and get in the playoffs. And he'll be tied with Chuck Knoll all offseason. How about that?
Yep.
How do Steelers fans feel about Tomlin tying Chuck Knoll? It's got to rub some old fogies the wrong
way. Absolutely.
Well,
I mean, one guy won four Super Bowls.
Four Super Bowls.
One guy won one.
Mm-hmm. I'm not arguing in any way, shape, or form Tomlin's a better coach, but that is remarkable. They played fewer games back then.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if we want to go down that road right now. Let's
not today.
Positive.
Jeff in Pittsburgh. Hello. What, do people just not respond to me when I say hello anymore?
He just responded. He was catching up.
Delay. Can you get a name on the next caller? 412-928-9370. Okay. Random caller, you're on the air. What's your name?
Preston Gross.
Who could have predicted that to work? What's up, man? What you got?
I don't know. Have you guys talked at all about the revenge tour that's happening with the Steelers? It's kind of like the 05 season, but now we're on the revenge as far as Rodgers, maybe if he meets the Packers, if DK gets a second chance against the Seahawks.
That would all be in the Super Bowl. You're talking about like down the road or what they've already experienced because the Seahawks and the Packers beat the Steelers. Now, there was some revenge last night, if you want to call it that. Jalen Ramsey with a sack on Tua Tagovailoa.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're still pulling Minkah Fitzpatrick off the AccraShirt turf. I probably shouldn't have said that because he got hurt, but because of the stiff arm there from DK Metcalf. And then Jonnu Smith got the petty rushing touchdown, which I said that there was a stat I was going to give you here. It's the most Steelers stat of all time. First game in NFL history, two tight ends scored a rushing touchdown.
Yes.
Doran, that had to have just been...
It was great.
Great for you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a big tight end lover.
Yes.
You love the tight ends.
Yes.
Connor Hayward.
He's found a role.
He's found a niche.
That's fine. And he does, do well in special teams, too. So
he does. And I think he's good at the tush-push thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't just be big. Like, we've seen other teams in the NFL. Like, you can't just be big. You got to have some feel. He was hard counting.
Yep.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jonnu, there's so much more meat on the Jonnu bone, man. Like, there's a lot more they can get out of that guy. And they have not used him appropriately this year. 412-928-9370. Someone surmises on the text line at 412-928-9370 that perhaps my exuberance threw this nice young lady off. That I came on too exuberantly. Now she's walking in. Oh, my God. Text her. She could be deaf. I guess that's possible.
That is possible.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't.
Or maybe you just give off jackass vibes and nobody wants to talk to you because of
that
it.
That could be true.
I'm affable. I'm as friendly as they
You're
come.
Laughable?
Affable.
Oh. Well, I mean, think about it. Why is somebody...
Do you not say good morning? If someone says good morning to you, you don't say good morning to them?
Why do you assume that you deserve a response all the time, right?
I think it's rude if you don't get a good morning back. That's all I'm saying.
Because it's all about you. See? Jackass vibes.
Good morning.
You're just going to let him call you a jackass like that?
What am I going to say? Then he's going to get all, if I go back at him, he's going to get all defensive. He'll be in the tank the rest of the week. We need Harry.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
I think it's common courtesy.
I do too.
Good morning. Someone says good morning.
I just don't think that she heard you.
Well, I'm going to confront her at the end of the segment.
Go right now, actually. Go take a.
I'm going to take a wireless mic. I'm going to confront this lady.
I bet you won't.
I will not.
Call us on the phone. Yeah, seriously. Well, it would work. Get it in your pocket.
Texter, give any coach 100 years, they'll tie Chuck Knoll's wins to. See, this is the door. We don't need this today.
Exactly.
We don't need. Tomlin was aggressive yesterday. They won the game.
You brought it up.
Straight. I did. Texter, Crowley, it doesn't cost anything to be nice. I wouldn't speak to you either.
Wow.
What the hell? All right.
That's not nice.
Big hockey game tonight. You want to talk about revenge? could be Skinner v. Jari.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Get to that coming up next. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company, and any remaining Steelers nuggets we've left behind. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Mike Tomlin's press conference today at noon. We expect to get some word on Isaac Seumalo and his triceps injury. Also, Herbig with a hamstring, which that's massive.
Yes.
I don't expect Watt to play against Detroit.
Nope.
Like I would think at earliest you'd get him back against Cleveland, at the absolute earliest. So you're going to need that Herbig against that big-time Detroit offense and that offensive line and that running game. And I don't want to talk about them too much because I'm still coming down off the high of last night. Also, tonight, Penguins, Oilers, Crosby, McDavid.
Mm.
I can't think of a better way to spend a December Tuesday, man.
Mm-mm.
Get down to the paint can, watch two all-time greats, and the return of one Tristan Jarry.
Quick turnaround.
Do you think Jarry gets an ovation?
Yes.
Really?
For sure.
He sucks.
Yeah, but he was a Penguin. I don't know. Yeah, he gets an ovation for sure. Why wouldn't you?
I thought I made it pretty clear with the he sucks comment.
Okay.
He's a two-time All-Star, and I respect him for what he was able to do this year. I really do. I would give him a cheer. I would not stand. I would not stand and cheer. I'd give him one of these. A little golf clap.
Okay.
I'm fascinated to watch it play out, though.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Because if you hear Oilers fans, or I guess read them on social media talking about Skinner, they talk about him the way the Penguins fans talk about
right.
Jarry. So this is going to be hilarious tonight. And the Penguins desperately need to get a field goal good win.
Yes.
And lighten up Jars, I think, would go a long way. Don't you?
Yeah.
Hey, you put a couple of pucks behind your old pal, slash, like, kind of your old nemesis.
Watch him have a shutout.
Mm-hmm. No, he won't. He won't. They'll pot 3-1 goals early and then blow a third period lead. Yeah. Yeah. I would give him a little golf clap, but that's about it. I respect him, but he folded in the biggest moments, including against Chicago a couple of years ago in a game that would have got the Penguins into the playoffs, and then in the playoffs, just not that good. I don't have fond Tristan Jarry memories. I have memory of him turning the puck over against the Islanders and then like a kid playing video games, or like my wife when she was playing my sister-in-law this week, just hitting R2 and doing the poke check by accident. Text her, Crowley, why are you anti-Jarry? Are there pro-Jarrys?
I mean, you know, he was a fine player. Like, I mean, and he played for the Penguins for a long time. And
people wanted to run Watt out of town because he doesn't win playoff games.
Yeah, but Jarry's
the reason why they lost playoff series.
I'd still clap for him coming back.
Yes.
Obviously, he didn't end and go the way that you wanted, but he's not like a you-know-what head.
No, they're gonna put it up on the Jumbotron, and Penguins fans will be classy. And were I going, I would be classy as well.
Yeah.
But I don't have to like him. And I don't. And I just wanted to get it out there.
That's why people don't say hi to you, because you just don't like people for just random reasons.
Random reasons?
He's a professional hockey goalie, and you don't like him.
Allegedly, he is. He ruined my team.
Oh, my gosh.
He ruined postseasons.
I wonder why people don't say hi.
He was the exclusive reason the Penguins weren't winning.
I mean, I put it pretty squarely on his shoulders. Last playoff game he played was against the Rangers, overtime Panarin.
So how would you feel if the ratings went down and Dorn and I were like, you know what, Crowley, it's all your fault?
If it were my fault, which it would be out of the three of us, I would take my medicine and I would get fired off into the sun. And I'd probably be a mail carrier for the rest of my life.
You'd get traded to Cleveland so you could be Ken Carmen's producer and we'd get sent back the next biggest radio thing.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima and with Adam Crowley.
Yes.
He'd still be number one.
And Adam. Yeah.
Yes, it would just get
and Adam
subsequently worse and worse right. The longer
with,
the title
went. With Lima and Adam.
All right. Tomorrow, 5:40, we'll have Tomlin to react to. The national media is talking about how great Aaron Rodgers is for a change, so we'll react to some of that. Looking forward to talking to you tomorrow at 5:40. Joe Starkey is up next. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Getting warmer today, high of 34. Tomorrow, high of 42. It's Fan Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.